Well, Larissa, thanks very much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Good. And it's been a fairly busy time at the Chamber. I actually want to start with yesterday. You guys held monthly Morning Buzz at Subway. And really, just I want to get more awareness out there about Morning Buzz. So exactly what is it and when do you guys meet for that?
Sure. Well, the Morning Buzz is a very informal time for Chamber members and future members to get together just to network. So come have a cup of coffee and have breakfast. See what breakfast Subway offers. At 7 a.m. But it is at 7 a.m. It's the second week of the month, second Thursday of the month, I should say. And again, it's just an hour time that we get to spend just getting to know each other and learning what each other's businesses offer to the community.
And I know that kind of moves around too. So you guys will keep us all up to date on where it's going to be from month to month. But that's, like you said, it's just a good networking opportunity.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it's kind of what do we do next week type of thing. So we don't have a schedule or a calendar set right now with where the Morning Buzzes will be in the future. I hope to have that rectified with our new website soon.
So. Everyone's looking forward to the new website.
Yes, we are tremendously looking forward to the website. It's a pretty exciting time. We have went ahead and we are working on that right now, and we should have something fully launched by May 1.
All right. Wow, that will be exciting. And I want to talk tomorrow, Junior Chamber event going on at Fairlane Bowl.
It is. This is a big thing for the Junior Chamber. The Junior Chamber is a group of high school girls this year. It's high school kids every year, but this year it's a group of girls that get together just to do things through the Chamber. So I think this is a great opportunity to have the youth involved in what's going on at the Chamber. And they learn a ton, I think, about how businesses work in the community and economic development. It's a very creative group of girls. Yep, so tomorrow, March 10 at Fairlane Bowl, and they're going to have an afternoon and evening of bowling. So just for the breakdown, pre-K through fifth grade kids are welcome to come and do regular bowling 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And then at 7, from 7 to 9, it'll be laser bowling, and that'll be with the older group of kids. So sixth grade through 12th grade, seniors in high school. Admission is $3 per person, and that will include two games of bowling and shoe rental. And then, of course, Pizza Hut will be there with the slices of pizza, and they'll be selling root beer floats. So I guess this is the second year that they have done this, and they've had a great time and great turnout. So.
And this is a great time for other high school students that are interested in Junior Chamber that maybe are curious about it. They can learn more about what they do and maybe even get some boys to join.
Absolutely. We welcome everybody. That's exactly right. So yeah, if they are curious, just give the Chamber a call or hopefully somebody will be there to answer questions.
That's usually the way it works, right? The girls join first and then the boys eventually.
I plead the fifth on that. I better be careful.
We got also going on the Expert Edge seminar series is coming up, another speaker on that this month that continues to move along. And who do we got this month?
Well, this month it's actually a very exciting time. We will have it March 22nd, and it's an author who has come to Knoxville and just fallen in love with the community itself. And her name is Charlene Bombich. And Charlene wants to come in and to talk about basically perseverance in the workplace and career perseverance, how to keep plugging forward when things just aren't looking good. So very fun lady, very positive lady, and we're still trying to secure a location for that. And I'll get that out as soon as we secure that.
All right, and perseverance. As an author, she probably has a little bit of experience about that.
Yes, she does. And, you know, and she's talked about that, and she is so funny. She's just a great lady with a great sense of humor. But, you know, she talks about the struggles of choosing a career and actually sticking with it and knowing that if she keeps, you know, just putting one foot forward, she can get there. And I think she's done that.
Well, speaking of putting one foot forward, it's time to put one foot forward to the national schedule already. Isn't that ridiculous?
It's unbelievable. It is so unbelievable. But what an exciting time. It's the 52nd Knoxville Nationals this August, as everyone out knows, as the community knows. And the theme this year is the tradition lives on. Very excited about it and very excited to step into this role. So I'm just meeting all of the people who are involved in making this town that destination for that week.
And what have you been doing? What has the Chamber been doing? And just, I mean, already getting ready for it. And also, I mean, just regular race traffic in general starts April 21st. That's always a busy time for Knoxville.
It is. I think right now, just for being new to the position again, it's just learning what we've done in the past, seeing what works, and how can we host and welcome people into this community and work well with the racetrack itself to represent Knoxville. So,
And I guess the other thing that you were talking about earlier off the air is that the chamber is kind of doing taking this time to restructure a little bit and strategize. And with the hotel coming in and the activity going on at the VA, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening, it looks like, very shortly in the future. And chamber's just making sure that it's in the right position.
Absolutely. We want, and myself, I want to be able to take a look at what the chamber has for kind of a strategy for the future. What is the business plan? What is the marketing plan? And to be able to answer some of those things. So right now, I haven't been out and about as much as I would like to be and meeting the members and the non-members and future members of the chamber. But I hope that right now in this planning stage, that will happen quickly and I can get out there in my walking shoes and business cards. So, yeah.
And of course, it's been very warm this week. And of course, you guys are planning for what's always a busy summer at the chamber.
It is. Just looking at events and in general. And again, how can we promote kind of tourism with the Knoxville, with the race season and with the nationals in general? So,
yeah.
And all of the great things that Lake Red Rock has to offer. Absolutely. And the county has to offer.
So. Absolutely. Well, anything else you'd like to add today?
Yes, we have an exciting new store that has opened up downtown Knoxville, Main Street Market. Elsie Kemp and her girls have worked hard to make this to go, and she's got some great vendors. So I would recommend stopping in, saying hello, and browsing and shopping and buying.
I was stopped in there earlier last week. It looks awesome.
It does. It looks amazing. So. I'm so proud of them, and just it looks great.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Larissa.
Yeah. Thanks, Aaron.